Hello and welcome back to The Social Disease. I'm Jasper.
And I'm Bridget.
And today we are continuing season 14 with the famous, infamous, who's to say, movie Don't Look Back.
I didn't even realize it was a movie, to be honest, until you told me it was. I thought it was just like some weird thing where Tristan was like vlogging the last four episodes of the season.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Because pretty much all the other movies in Degrassi are like kind of farewell episodes in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Degrassi High movie was like the final episode of that whole iteration of the show.
I love that one. That one was good.
Yes. And then Degrassi Takes Manhattan was like a graduation and like a farewell to like that era of Degrassi as well, with Emma and Spinner getting married and such. Degrassi Goes Hollywood wasn't really like a farewell necessarily, but it was the last time we ever see like Paige, Marco, and Ellie.
Yes, yeah, because I was like, and Craig, but then I realized Craig does make an appearance later on and stuff. But
well, if you say Craig makes an appearance, so do Paige and Marco. But
never mind. So then it was also like Craig and whatever. But yeah, this one I just like. I don't know. I guess I didn't think of it as a movie because the beginning of the season also started. No, last season was the France thing, was Paris and whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think I was like, oh, they started with the summer last season and now we're ending in the summer this season. I don't know. It was a little weird.
I think it made sense. Like, I think Miles says it at one point to Zoe that it's like, can you imagine a year ago we were in Paris?
Oh my God, that is so true. Yeah, he does use that reference. Okay.
So this movie is like interesting because it's like not a farewell to these characters. I mean, technically, because it's the technical end of the Next Generation series before Next Class, but Next Class is, for all intents and purposes, just a continuation of the Next Generation. So even then, it's kind of wishy-washy.
Yeah, like I was just saying before we started, I was like, oh, there's no one that graduated in this. Like, it was just this group of people.
Yeah, because Claire and Squad had their time, I guess.
Yeah, but I feel like because it would have made sense if they like briefly mentioned them, kind of like they did in Degrassi Goes Hollywood. Like they were like the stars of it almost, even though they all graduated.
That's true. Like, that's something I have kind of thought about with the movies. It's that Claire's class never really had, like, any special episodes for them.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, they like, really didn't.
Because, like, Paige, Marco, and Ellie had Degrassi Goes Hollywood, and that kind of covered their class, Craig, too. Emma, Manny had kind of, they kind of were split between Hollywood and Manhattan. Jane and Holly J were also kind of featured in Manhattan as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that covers their two classes. Eli's class didn't have a movie, I guess, but they did kind of have the Vegas episode.
Which I can take that because it's like it's a different type of episode. So
yeah, like it was a special destination type of thing. So it was like, it was special. So I think that counts.
Yeah, and then I guess I guess you would have to consider the Paris episodes their special episodes, even though Claire didn't go.
The only person from Claire's class who had attention in Paris was Allie.
When she was confused. Jenna and like Connor were still there.
Yeah.
So that's the only way I could think about like what is something special that happened. And I guess it could be that.
Barely.
Okay, barely. But that's better than, like, we got nothing. They're not even in this one at all. It's just straight up Tristan, Maya, Miles, right. Kind of.
Right. So then, like, Maya's and Frankie's class have this movie, Don't Look Back.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird that Claire's class is the only one out of pretty much every single class in Degrassi history that doesn't have a very special, fun episode.
They did have a bomb intro with Shark in the Water. Maybe that's why they were like, that was all they needed.
Claire's class started in season 8.
I know, but like they still got Shark in the Water, which was iconic in itself. I guess it doesn't count, but I'm trying to be positive.
A little bit, sure. I mean, at the same time, Claire's class had very much overstayed their welcome by this season.
I would say so. Definitely agree with that. Half of them were held back to just to be on.
Right? Like, Claire has been on for ages and ages at this point. Like, literally the episode that Claire's class graduates is called Finally.
It's called Finally. That's so good.
So, like, it kind of makes sense that, like, I at least was fatigued of Claire and crew by season 14. So, like, if there was an additional movie with them, I would be like, oh, come on, just get rid of them already. But it is kind of sad how they never got, like, a fun special episode.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is sad. But I also think it's funny that you're like, I'm so done with them by the end of this, because they pretty much phased out half of them anyway. But
we'll talk about that next time.
Oh, that's so true. Okay.
But what did you think about the movie overall?
I think it fits with what we were talking about in the last episode, how season 14 is very much trying to take on the drama of Pretty Little Liars, or, you know, like any other type of like drama show that's going on at the time, because come on, a fake kidnapping? Like, what is this? Like, I just feel like it was so ridiculous. And for the fact that it was like all connected through money, like Frankie's money, I was like, this is dumb. And is this really how her and Winston break up? Like, this is, I was like, what is this?
Yeah, it was definitely silly. And like, I don't mind it as much as like Degrassi Nudes, for instance, because since it is like a special movie, I am more fine with like kind of unrealistic things happening, because Degrassi is kind of in on the joke with movies and special episodes. But yeah, the fact that it was like, this girl gets fake kidnapped, and then Maya gets real kidnapped, and then this guy stole $10,000 from Frankie. I was like, what the fuck?
I know, I was like, can we not give Maya like a break ever? Seriously, like, now she has the trauma of being kidnapped, and then they were like gonna kill her. I know we're about to talk about this, but like, obviously she's not gonna get killed. But at least Winston had the right mindset of being like, can we like actually call the cops now? Right. That's like all we say. That's all we talk about. We're like, why didn't they call the police?
Yeah, so this is definitely like my least favorite of all the Degrassi movies, but I still think it's fun.
Oh, would you consider, do you remember the episode where they go into like stay at the cabin?
Yes.
Is that a movie or is that just like one episode? I forget.
That is a two-part episode, so I guess it maybe counts. But even that is kind of like Jake and Katie.
But wasn't Claire there?
She was. So maybe that can maybe count for Claire's special episode.
But okay. No, because I was thinking about how like that one, I think I disliked as much as this one.
Really? I love the cabin episode.
It just like was, I don't know. Maybe I have to rewatch it again.
It's but, so campy.
Yeah, I feel like when you say that, I don't know what that means. So do you mean that, like, bad? Like, what is it?
So to me, if something is campy, it's like, it might not like win awards or anything for being a masterclass of writing, but it's still fun to watch. Like, you know that it's kind of stupid and out there, but like, it's still a fun time because the actors are having fun with it. You know that you're not supposed to kind of take the writing too seriously.
Oh, okay. Then yes, these are definitely that. That is a very good word for that. But I don't know. Well, so you said this was your least favorite though.
Yeah.
So what would you have like changed about it?
I was thinking about how kind of the conflict of the episode involves this girl, Gloria, and her boyfriend, both of whom are new characters.
Yes.
So it's kind of the fact that it's these random new characters who are kind of driving the storyline, rather than all the other movies and special episodes are the characters that we already know and love kind of making things happen.
Yes, I totally agree. I was thinking about that too. I was like, was their intention, I mean, at the end, we know that their intention obviously was for them not to continue at Degrassi in the fall, but I was like, are they added because we're going to see them later? Like, I don't really get, I didn't get it. Because like, even when they did Degrassi was Hollywood, and like Paige's boss was in the episodes. Like, we still knew that it was about Paige. Like, I just, like, didn't get who these other characters were. Like, why did we need them? I feel like we could have used other people.
Right, like, the special new characters, like Paige's boss, or, like, that band guy that Jane hooks up with.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, like, they're all there to kind of support the main character and, like, pushing their storyline along. But here, it's kind of, like, our main characters, like Frankie and Maya, are there to push the storyline of these random kidnapping people.
Yes. And then I also feel like at the end, they weren't as impacted. Like, this wasn't a very impactful thing, but I don't know if that's, like, the point. Like, you don't need it to be that impactful. Like, I don't know if the start of the season, if Winston and Frankie are still going to be broken up. Like, I don't know if they're going to bring up the kidnapping. Like, is this actually going to be part of future plots, or is this just, like, it?
Yeah, so the main, like, actual takeaways from this are that Zoe is into Grace.
Yes.
And Frankie and Winston are actually broken up.
Okay, and then that was, like, it. And then Zig and Maya, Zig can't get over the fact that Maya has a job.
Which, I actually wanted to talk about that, because that is relevant, too.
Okay, cool. But yeah, I mean, like, maybe I have to rewatch the cabin one.
It's so fun. I actually watched it last weekend.
Oh my gosh, so weird. And you forgot about it? Well, I guess it doesn't count as a movie if it is two episodes. So I see what you were saying.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fun kind of Halloween episode.
I do love a good themed episode. So wait, how long was Vegas then?
Vegas was also two episodes, but like, it felt longer. I don't know.
It did feel longer. It felt like there was like more, well, because there was like more to it. Like, they were getting literally married.
Yeah, the stakes are definitely higher.
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
And even then, like, Eli and Drew's class, well, I guess Drew was technically in Claire's class, but they had the Vegas episode, and they had the, they had a very special graduation episode. Like, it was like the prom. And Fiona was, like, going to go to Italy.
Oh, right, right, yes.
So that was kind of, like, a special episode, too.
Yeah.
But
anyway. Can't win it all. Claire can't have it all.
Even though she does.
Even though she literally has the most episodes of Degrassi ever.
Okay. So do you want to actually get into it now?
I think we could do that.
Okay. So we're going to start with the storyline of Miss Maya Matlin in this movie. Maya is out here looking for a summer job, aren't we all? And she fails her lifeguarding class, unfortunately, because Zig and Tiny are like not helping her out. So she fails for some reason. And she also applies for a nannying gig to like some famous music producer or something. But she loses the nanny job to Gloria Chin, who is also the girl who like kind of fucked up her lifeguarding job for some reason. So this girl, Gloria, is just everywhere. She's apparently like also a famous YouTuber or something. So Maya is low-key bitter towards Gloria, and she gets Lola to cast a curse on her. And Maya ends up feeling bad about casting a curse on her when Gloria goes missing like the next day. So Maya's kind of like beating herself up about this, even though it kind of worked out in her favor because she does end up getting the nannying job. When she starts nannying for the kids, they're like, oh, we like Gloria so much better. Where did she go? So Maya ends up using a Ouija board with the kids to ask some ghosts what happened to Gloria. And there's actually a fun little Cam reference in the Ouija board, which is kind of dark, but it was also kind of fun. I liked it. So Maya kind of starts getting a little superstitious, and the kids start messing with Maya, playing some pranks on her, making her believe the place is haunted. I think they say it was like the apartment building was a psych ward or something. So Maya gets in trouble with the mom for kind of like being afraid of the house. So Maya gets back at the kids by playing a prank on them, and that causes the kids to start respecting her. However, now that the kids like her, Maya is babysitting all the time, and Zig is pissed at her that their summer of love cannot happen because Maya's working 24/7. Like, Maya will like have to cancel plans because the mom has to stay late at the studio and things like that. And while Maya is babysitting, the kids express how sad they are that their mom is so busy and she never gets to spend time with them. So Maya ends up talking to the mom and being like, hey, you should spend some more time with your kids. They're pretty sad about it. and Maya gets fired for saying this. While Maya is moping about the fact that she got fired, she sees Gloria walking down the street. Like, she's kind of in disguise with a little hat. So Maya tries to go and find her. But when Maya does find her, she ends up getting kidnapped and left in like this basement warehouse thing. And she's like, Gloria, what's going on? And Gloria is lying and saying, I have no idea. Like, this guy never showed me his face, blah, blah, blah. So she ends up trying to convince Gloria to try and escape. But she finds out that Gloria staged her kidnapping with her boyfriend so that they could run away together, since Gloria's parents don't like her boyfriend. So her friends end up like finding her. We'll talk about that in one of the other sections. But Maya gets saved. And she ends up getting her nannying job back because the mom realized that she is a terrible mom and should spend time with her kids. The mom also promises Maya to work in the studio with her, which is pretty much what Maya wanted all along, to kind of help the mom kickstart her music career.
Okay. Wait, what was the cam reference? I forget. Sorry, I watched it like a week ago.
Oh, so they were using the Ouija board and they ask like, ghost, what is your name? And the ghost starts spelling out C-A-M. And Maya has like, oh my God, is it Cam? But then it like goes to Camila or something. They're like, oh, that was our nanny like years ago or something.
Oh my God. That's so rude. But also like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. So it was like a low-key Cam reference.
I like it. I like that they're slightly referencing him. Again, we already talked about this, that they did not reference him a lot last season.
Right. But yeah, on Maya's end, this episode doesn't really add much to her character arc, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't really see Maya as like a babysitter in general. I like guess I forgot that they have like real jobs too. You know, in the summer you have to like do stuff. And I guess they needed to connect Maya to Gloria somehow.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, Maya, even though Maya got kidnapped, which was like dramatic in itself, everything else was pretty low key for her this summer.
Yeah. Honestly deserved.
I was like, but what was interesting, I thought, was the fact one that she like failed her lifeguarding test and like the other two passed. They didn't even do anything.
Right.
but then she just like was so mean about Gloria. And you'd think she would have, like, not been, considering how Zoe treated her.
It was low-key misogynistic. I was like, Maya, this isn't like you.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was because she's, like, in a relationship with Zig and, like, Zig was there. But it just felt a little out of place for her to be, like, that jealous.
Yeah, like, I could understand her being jealous of getting the nannying job because, like, that was something Maya really wanted with respect to her music career. But yeah, it was just a little weird that Maya was being so nasty towards her.
Yeah, and I guess they like kind of cleared it up in the end because she was like, I was jealous, or like the kids miss you. So like, I guess there's that aspect of it, but her jealousy didn't get her kidnapped. So I don't really get why, I don't know why it needed to be her. I kind of wish it was like Zoe, to be honest. Like,
well, Maya only got kidnapped because she found Gloria, right?
Yeah. Which I still didn't even understand what was even going on, because why was Gloria allowed to just like be out and about?
Well, I guess like, she wasn't actually kidnapped. So.
Well, no, I know she wasn't, but I was like, if they're trying to really sell this for like $15,000 because he asked for the extra five, like you'd think she would just lay low. Like, oh, whatever. Obviously, it's fake.
They did also kind of go with the angle that Gloria was kind of done with him by the end of it.
Which, thank God, because could you imagine being with someone who just straight up is like, let's like murder this girl so we can run away together with $15,000? I'd be like, you know what? Actually, I think I'm out.
Yeah, so I could definitely see like Gloria, like she was in there the whole summer. So I could see her being like, I'm sick of this dank ass basement. Get me out of here for a couple hours.
That's so true. I guess my other question is, because I know this is about Maya, but now we're just like, I'm thinking about Gloria. Do you think that they came up with that idea after, is her boyfriend's name Logan, right?
I think so, yeah.
After Logan started working next to Frankie? And then was he just like, I have a great idea. Why don't I like rob this girl by saying that you got kidnapped? Like, how did this idea start? Because I think that's what's throwing me off. Is like,
yeah, I guess she disappeared after Frankie started at the internship. So maybe that was where the idea came from.
Okay. That's what I thought. But I was also like, did they already have it planned that she was going to like run away and then he was going to like meet her and then the money thing just happened to work out? I don't know.
I don't think the Degrassi writers thought too much about it.
Well, I thought a lot about it because none of this made any sense. So...
Well, at the same time, this guy is definitely unhinged, so I wouldn't put it past him to not think through this very well.
Oh my gosh, he was so unhinged. It was crazy. But we'll talk more about him with, like, Frankie.
Yeah. Okay, I know I just said that, like, this whole thing doesn't really fit into Maya's arc. The only thing that I thought maybe could have was when Maya kind of intervened with the mom, saying, like, you should spend time with your kids.
Okay, why do you think that ties into her arc?
Just because it's kind of just another example of Maya butting in to somebody else's business that isn't necessarily her place.
Yeah, she does like to do that a lot.
Yeah, so I don't think it's really like due to her anxiety like it was the rest of this season, but it did end up working out
in her favor.
Yeah, and honestly it was kind of justified. It's like, aren't you supposed to tell the parent of the kids that you're babysitting of like sketchy things that are going on with the kids?
Yeah, no, I didn't see anything wrong with her telling the mom that. If anything, I feel like it was kind of like brave of her to stand up to this woman and be like, you kind of suck right now.
Yeah, Maya definitely kind of went about it the wrong way, but.
What did you think about like Maya and Zig in this?
So, yeah, like I kind of alluded to before, it's kind of like the start of Zig not really respecting that Maya wants to have a music career.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a very, like, supportive guy. And I feel like we've seen this in a lot of TV shows, movies, whatever. And it could go from both sides. It could be the girl, it could be the guy. But there's always, like, one who's like, my career is important. And the other one's like, well, what about me? And it's like, I don't understand why you can't just make it work. You're, like, 12. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, I understood Zig being a little pissed because Maya, like, kept flaking on him. Like, it would be one thing if, like, she was just so busy all the time and they couldn't even make plans. But, like, Maya was making plans and having to cancel last minute. So I could see how that could be a little frustrating, even though it wasn't really Maya's fault.
Yeah, no, I think if the smart thing or, like, the right thing in that case to do would be to just not make plans with Zig and be like, I'm in a job that I really don't know what my hours are going to be like, so it's going to be like last minute kind of thing. So I feel like it's worse than she canceled on like everything.
Yeah.
Like the whole time. And like, I get it because the job was important, but I also was kind of like, all right, she's got to like put her foot down somewhere, you know?
Well, the thing is Maya tried to, and then the mom like kind of threatened her.
Yeah, which I feel like after that, I would have been like, I'm out of here, to be honest. Like, because now the woman knows she's able to take advantage of her.
Yeah. So I didn't like that. Like, I felt for Maya that, like, she was trying to make it work. And the mom was just like, if you care about your career, you will take care of my kids.
Yeah, right. Like, that's totally how that works. But I guess, again, in the end, she did end up getting it. But yeah, I guess we see a little bit of a rocky road for Maya and Zig. I guess they were doing too well, you know, last season.
They had to make Zig toxic somehow.
Yeah. I'm just curious to see, like, I really have no memory of what happens next season. I do like how Tiny is kind of like the third wheel, though.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, he's just, like, around.
It was just like, Zig, you have your best boy to hang out with. Like, why do you need Maya?
I know. He's like, I got it, Maya. Don't you worry. I got Zigmund.
But yeah, otherwise, Maya was just kind of whatever in this thing. Like, the whole babysitting thing was cute. I did like the pranks that they played on each other, but the kidnapping was just like, what?
I don't know. I feel bad for saying it, but the babysitting stuff was so boring to me.
Yeah, it kind of
was. Like, I really feel like I could have just done without it. Like, I really could have just done without Maya. Even if they want to throw her in there to get kidnapped, fine. But like, the babysitting stuff was I guess they were trying to just set her up so she would have an internship in the fall, right? Like, was that?
Well, I don't think she even has an internship in Next Class. So I think like it doesn't even matter that she was doing this all summer.
Okay. So never mind. I think that if they were to cut anyone from this, it would probably be Maya.
Yeah.
And it would still go on.
Yeah. Do you want to go on to Frankie?
I sure do.
Okay.
All right. I was reading my Snapple fact.
What is it?
Cows give more milk when they listen to music.
What type of music?
Couldn't tell you. Maybe whatever they like. Maybe they have different tastes.
Ooh. So Frankie has a summer internship at her dad's office, and she's basically the only high schooler there. Everyone else is in college. And since she is the mayor's daughter, she didn't have to work or apply or anything. She really doesn't fit in with the rest of the group. She gets invited to like a party that they're having. And like, in order to impress everybody there, she gets a bit too drunk. And of course, Frankie then gets caught drunk when she gets home. So everybody at the internship gets in trouble. So everybody gets even more mad at her. So she ends up asking one of the college students, Logan, for help with fitting in. And they kind of start talking about like initiatives that they could do to help the city, things like that. When like they're walking home one day, Logan reveals that his girlfriend Gloria has gone missing and that he's really worried about her. So Frankie goes to the police to talk about a weird guy who was kind of pestering her on the street the other day. The weird guy was the science teacher. But of course, the police don't take Frankie seriously. But while she is at the station, she overhears how Gloria is suspected of having talked to another guy. So Frankie tells Logan this, and Logan talks about how like he and Gloria have been drifting apart for a while. So in order to cheer Logan up, Frankie invites Logan to trivia with her and Winston. They have a pretty fun time. Winston is a bit annoyed that this lonely college guy is hanging out with them, but whatever. The next day at work, one of the interns calls Frankie out for getting a bit too close with Logan, but Frankie, of course, says that they're just friends. But that day, Logan ends up getting a ransom video from Gloria's kidnappers asking for $10,000 for Gloria's freedom and to not tell the police or like they'll kill her or whatever. So Frankie ends up getting her and Hunter's birthday money. I wish I got $5,000 for my birthday, but
I literally thought the same thing.
Frankie gets all the money from her and Hunter and gives it to Logan to pay for the ransom. And as soon as Frankie gives Logan the money, Logan never contacts her again, pretty much. So Frankie's like, what the fuck did I do? Winston ends up finding out that Frankie did this, and Frankie admits that she has feelings for Logan, but she didn't actually do anything with him. Frankie ends up calling Logan to see where he is, and Logan admits that he was scamming her and using her for her money, and that it was all a ploy for him to run away with Gloria. So Frankie ends up apologizing to Winston, like once they rescue Maya and the whole thing gets resolved and such. But Winston says that Frankie cheated on him by having feelings for Logan and he breaks up with her.
Okay, have you seen Tinder Swindler?
I have not.
Okay, it's not exactly the same concept, but it's really just like this guy convinces these women to like send him money because he says that he's in danger and they like believe him. And then he like doesn't contact them again. And I was like, wow, here it is, but the children's version of that. I guess to start, what do you think about her taking an internship at her dad's office after all of the shit that we just dealt with her dad?
Yeah, I guess it was supposed to show that like Frankie has kind of forgiven her dad at this point, even though we never really saw that happen.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, but I was also like, I'm confused, but I mean, I guess it's also classic, like rich kids gonna work at dad's office kind of situation.
Yeah, for sure.
But I also feel like it makes sense that she doesn't like fit in. You know, she's a child and it's obvious she's only there because her dad said she could be. So
right. I would be pissed if I like worked for hours and hours on an application just to see this child get the same spot as me.
Right? It's such a joke. But she does it. She's literally what, 15?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's working for the mayor. So how old do you think Logan's supposed to be then?
It seemed like he was like a freshman or sophomore at college, I think.
So So then, how old is Gloria? Same thing, I guess.
Well, Gloria was in that other episode with the cheerleading bet. Remember?
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, I'm pretty sure that was her. Okay, so I gotcha, I gotcha.
So Gloria at least is in high school.
Okay, so...
Unless she just graduated, perhaps.
Logan is creepy is the vibe I'm getting.
Oh, for sure.
I love the scene, though, where she gets too drunk.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. It was like, what does she call herself? Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank. Oh, my God, so good. And then... I forget, was her mom like mad at her? She was kind of like helping her, right?
Her mom was like, why are you drinking on a like school night?
that's fair. Okay, I wasn't sure because there was like a very similar scene in Parenthood that I like happened to watch around the same time.
Well, yeah, Frankie got in trouble for it because the whole office got in trouble.
Yeah, because you're giving a 15-year-old alcohol, but I guess in Canada it's 18 is legal, so.
I think it's 19.
Oh. Really? That's kind of lame.
I think so.
I thought it was 18.
Let's look this up.
Okay. I'm pretty sure because I know a lot of people around here like go to Canada when they turn 18, but.
So it says it's 18 years in Alberta, Manitoba, and Quebec, and 19 in the rest of Canada.
Okay. So there's some areas.
So I think in Toronto, though, it's 19.
Okay. I mean, still, you know. Not great, 15-year-old drinking. But I feel like, how obvious was it that Frankie was going to have a crush on Logan? Like, come on.
Well, yeah, clearly. But did Frankie cheat? This is the question we always have.
I guess if you count emotional cheating, then yes.
Okay. I would probably agree with you in most instances, but... Frankie was literally manipulated and gaslit by this guy.
Okay, how is she gaslit by him?
He was literally lying about his girlfriend being kidnapped so that he could get money from her.
Oh, I mean, that's not like gaslighting. That's just lying. Is it? I'm pretty sure.
Whatever. He was manipulating her the whole okay. time.
Yes. But also, she could have just like not had a crush on him.
But Logan was kind of doing all of the things that would cause a 15-year-old to have a crush on you.
I guess, but not if you like your boyfriend enough.
I don't want to victim blame Frankie for this.
Well, it depends if you, because like the whole point is you're asking if she cheated. Like she did have feelings for another guy.
But she didn't act on them and her feelings came about because this guy was manipulating her.
Okay, so then why would Winston break up with her then if it wasn't cheating?
Well, Winston views it as cheating. That's why he broke up with her.
Even though he straight cheated on her.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm like. Winston, you literally physically cheated with somebody else. Frankie, sure, you could argue she emotionally cheated, but she only emotionally cheated because this guy was messing with her head. I don't think that's Frankie's fault.
But I also think, now that I'm thinking about it, I would totally dump her because not only was this man was manipulating her into feelings, whatever. She gave him $10,000, Jasper.
Okay.
Like $10,000 is a lot of money to just give someone.
Yes. If he broke up with her because of that, I would understand. But
I think it could be a little bit of both.
That's not why he broke up with her, though.
I think it's a tough call because personally... obviously, like, this situation is so ridiculous that this would never happen, but if I was in a situation where I was dating somebody and they, like, outwardly were like, I have feelings for this guy or this girl, and then afterwards we were like, oh, it was a big lie, you're manipulated, whatever, I would feel like I would always wonder if that's just, like, gonna happen again kind of situation. Because if it happened once and, like, you knew that person for, like, a week, like, why wouldn't it happen again if you sit next to somebody in class? That's nice to you.
Sure. Fair enough.
I think that this is a very high school version of cheating. So I'm not going to... I won't officially say it's cheating. I'll give Frankie the benefit of the doubt. I wonder if she would have liked him if he wasn't trying to, like, do all the shit.
Yeah. Well, I think the other part of it was that Frankie was kind of in a vulnerable position at the office because nobody liked her. So it kind of made sense to me that she would latch on to the one person who was being nice to her.
And I guess they also, she didn't even realize she had feelings for him until that one girl said something too.
Yeah.
But also that low-key means that they were flirting at work and it was obvious, so.
Well, then you should call out the college guy for trying to flirt with a 15-year-old.
I mean, sure. You can call out both, though, because she actually had a boyfriend that wasn't missing.
Sure.
Look, I don't like Winston enough in this relationship for me to be, like, sad about it. So, honestly, the fact that they broke up is for the best.
Yeah, I just thought it was so funny that they had just gotten back together. So I guess, like, the whole summer passed, but whatever.
I feel like we need to make, like, a mini episode about did they cheat? Like, that's literally what we need to call it. And we need to have, like, a timed session where we're, like, 5 minutes go, and then we have to, like, end it.
Did Craig cheat on Ashley?
Oh, my God. Ding, go.
Okay. But, yeah, otherwise, for Frankie, she was just kind of gullible. She was basically the kidnapping part of the plot, which we kind of already talked about it being kind of silly, but it was fun, I guess.
Do you think she should have been kidnapped instead?
Honestly, you could have gotten a lot more money from her.
I feel like there's that, and there's also the fact that, like, it would have made way more sense. Because, like, if she had seen Gloria, it would mean a lot more to her to tell Logan, you know, be like, oh my God, Logan, like, I found Gloria, like, do you love me now? And, like, less about, like, who cares, like, why was this Maya's goal, you know?
Yeah, I guess Maya only cared because she felt bad.
Yeah, I mean, there is that part of her where she literally thinks anybody who doesn't like her is going to die, so I get it.
But I think the other part is that kind of everybody tried to rescue Maya because everybody loves Maya. Do you think everybody would have come together to save Frankie?
That's a good question. I think Miles and Hunter and Tristan would absolutely be there. I don't think Maya and Zig would be there, or Zoe, which would mean Grace wouldn't come, which would mean nobody would ever find her.
So Frankie would have died if it was her who was kidnapped.
You're right. That's so funny. Could you imagine if they thought that in the writer's room? They're like, what if we kidnap Frankie? They're like, realistically, is anyone going to come looking for her? And, like, Winston's already done with her by that point.
Right.
Okay, that's such a great point. Oh, so funny.
Oh, but we'll have lots of Frankie to talk about in next class, so don't you worry.
It was funny, though, because when I was watching it, I was thinking about how you were, like, her actress is, like, so charming and, like, all this stuff. And I was like, honestly, like, she is.
Yeah.
She definitely is. Like, even though she's annoying and she's, like, low-key, like, cheating in that moment on her boyfriend, I'm like, yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah,
she knows what type of character she's playing. Okay, let's wrap things up with Zoe.
Okay,
so to me, Zoe is, like, the most important character, I guess, in this movie, because she's the only one who actually goes through any kind of development. So Zoe is in summer school because, like, she didn't do well in her science class in the past year or whatever. And she ends up getting partnered with Grace as her lab partner. So Grace ends up helping Zoe study. They have this cute little thing where, like, they use, like, electroshock therapy or whatever that the science teacher debunks, but it was still kind of a cute moment. And because Grace is helping Zoe, Zoe actually ends up doing well in the class. So Grace encourages Zoe to go on, like, one of the field trips that the class is doing, which Tristan makes fun of her for because only nerds would go on one of those things. But Zoe actually ends up having a really fun time on the field trip. And she ends up connecting with the teacher, which of course causes Tristan to think that the teacher, Mr. Bane, is being creepy towards Zoe. So in order to prove Tristan wrong, Zoe, like, stays after class one day to start flirting with Mr. Bane, just to show that Mr. Bane is not a creep. But because Zoe does this, Mr. Bane is like, you are not allowed to come on the after-school field trips anymore, Zoe. This is inappropriate. So this makes Zoe pretty sad because she actually enjoyed, like, learning about science and such. When she is talking to Grace about this, Grace encourages her to go apologize. Like, the science teacher is kind of weird, even if he's not a perv. So maybe he'll understand. But when they go to his office to go apologize, they find pictures of the missing Gloria on his desk. So they start to suspect that Mr. Bane is the person who kidnapped Gloria. They end up sneaking into Mr. Bane's truck to find some more evidence that he has kidnapped Gloria, and they end up finding more pictures of missing girls. They end up calling the police on him. There's like a little segment where they get trapped in his truck, but the police find nothing on Mr. Bane to suspect that he kidnapped Gloria. So Zoe and Grace kind of move on, and they continue to get closer. They're like talking to each other about their feelings. They're like just having fun hanging out. And at the same time, Miles, who has been low-key trying to get with Zoe during the whole summer, because in the lead up to this movie, Zoe and Miles were kind of starting to talk some more. So Miles like kind of confronts Zoe and says, "Hey, what's going on? I thought we were gonna hang out." And Miles suspects that Grace is into Zoe. Zoe is like, "Oh, no way, we're just friends." But that starts to make Zoe realize that she might have some feelings for Grace. So to avoid those feelings, she does actually start hanging out with Miles. They have a conversation on Miles's boat about liking the person and not the gender. Wink, wink. But now that Zoe is spending more time with Miles, Grace feels a bit abandoned. So to make it up to her, Zoe invites Grace to a party with Miles. But while they're having a fun time, Zoe propositions that the three of them have a threesome. So Grace is like, "Girl, I'm not into that. I'm not here for you to like please your boyfriend." And Grace is just very hurt. And Zoe calls her a lovesick lesbian. They end up reconnecting when they kind of join together at the Hollingsworth house when looking for Maya after she gets kidnapped. And Zoe ends up saving the day when she uses one of the science lessons to figure out where Maya and Gloria are being trapped. So after they find Maya, everything is resolved. They get like a nice medal from Mr. Hollingsworth, the mayor, for saving the day. So Zoe feels inspired to express her feelings for Grace, since Grace has been pretty much the first person in her life to see the real her and like the real her. And so Zoe kisses her on the beach and says, "Don't talk now. We'll talk when school starts next week."
Okay, you were absolutely right. She had the most interesting out of all of the plots now that you were retelling it.
She absolutely did.
How did you feel about Zoe's like character in this little movie? Like, it felt pretty different to me.
No, absolutely. Like, it's at this point that they kind of start ignoring that Degrassi nudes was a thing.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever mention it again, like starting with this movie. So they're basically just kind of like, "Hey, remember all those terrible things Zoe did?" No, they didn't. She's a slightly better person now.
Yep.
It's basically like it never happened. It's not that Zoe is necessarily a better person now. Like, she still is a little toxic, like when she starts to have a threesome with Grace, or asks to have a threesome with Grace, and like using Miles at least a little bit to kind of figure out her feelings. So like, she's definitely not like a quote unquote good person, but this is definitely the start of them kind of trying to rehabilitate her character to make her more sympathetic and likable.
I do think that, because up to the point where she calls Grace a lovesick lesbian, I was like low-key like, okay, we're seeing a little bit of growth. Like, we're seeing that she's like being an okay person. Like, she's treating Grace nicely. I mean, like, eventually we realize it's because she has feelings for her, which is also a trend in Zoe's world. She's only nice to the people that she has crushes on. But then she called her that, and I was like, there it is. You know, like, some things just never change, and it's her being mean. Like, it was just like a stab for no reason, and that just pissed me off. But I think it's funny because Tristan also, like, when she was gonna like pour shit on his pants because he was the one who like got her kicked off the trips, like, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, honestly, that whole segment, I guess, with Tristan pissed me off, because Tristan is once again making fun of somebody for caring about school. It's like, dude, what is your problem?
He's just like a mean guy. He's not like a nice person. And he, the fact that he encourages her or even goes along with the idea of her like flirting with a teacher after literally everything that he went through. Are you kidding me?
Right. Like, it made a bit of sense to me that he would immediately go there because of what happened to him. And like, he's finally acknowledging that what happened with Mr. Yates was bad. Like, thank God. But yeah, why would you tell your friend to like potentially make something happen?
Yeah, horrifying. And also, would he have said anything differently if the teacher was hot? Who knows?
Not a fan of that there.
No, but I will say that like Tristan had his like funny points in this whole thing. So I think he kept it like a tiny bit entertaining. I'll give him that.
Yeah, what did you think of him as the narrator?
At first I was like, oh my God, this is so stupid. Because like I hate when they do things from like vlogging or like FaceTiming or like, even though I know it's like realistic, it just annoys me because I'm like, oh, it's a sign of the times. But it was kind of good. Like he was like, he's just so dramatic in general that this worked.
Yeah, and that's the campiness of it to me.
Yeah, you're right. I think either him or Miles would have made a good narrator as well, but like that's it. I can't imagine anyone else being a good narrator. Because like Miles wasn't really in it too often. Like he was only in it at the end with Zoe.
Yeah. But yeah, with Zoe's like development, like again, it is kind of annoying how they're just kind of ignoring all the bad things she did. But they do try to explain it a little bit with like the whole thing with Grace is like seeing the real me and like liking the real me.
But it's annoying because the real her like also sucks because the real her did all that shit.
Right. Because I was also thinking like, who is the real Zoe in this movie? Like, is it just the person who likes science? Maybe she talks a little bit about her feelings. Like, is that the real Zoe? I didn't really get where Zoe was really coming from with that. Because she didn't really, like, do anything differently with Grace, necessarily.
No, she didn't do anything differently. She just was like, oh, I have a crush on a girl. I guess this is the new me. Like, she's looking for any opportunity to change because the real her sucks right now.
Oh my God, not, so true.
But, like, not trying to, like, talk down the fact that she ends up being gay because, like, she does. But we mentioned it. There's no signs leading up to it that she even is considering it. And it's, like, the fact that, like, what Grace turned her and, as many like to call it, queer baiting, right?
Yes.
Can you talk about that? Because I don't know. I've seen it around.
So, basically, Zoe being gay is fine to me. Like, of course, we've talked already about how there weren't too many foreshadowing moments that she was planned to be gay before this point, which is fine. Like, some people don't always know until they know, you know? And, like, I think I mentioned this in season 13, that there's the whole, like, compulsory heterosexuality thing, which might be why she was latching on to all these boys, just to kind of have the power of, like, a hot boyfriend, things like that. I do think it probably would have made a bit more sense logically for Zoe to be bisexual rather than a full lesbian, like we end up finding out she is. Not only just from the fact that she did have crushes on boys, but also just from the representation aspect of having more bisexual characters who are explicitly bisexual.
Looking at you, Paige.
Yeah, no, I totally agree because I feel like Miles is, it's nice to have Miles, but like, why not have more?
Right.
Like, there's no reason to, like, you don't need a full-on lesbian right now. You don't need to create one, you know? Like, it could have been a smooth transition into bisexual.
Yeah. And that's not to say that bisexual has to be a transition to, like, being gay or lesbian or whatever.
Oh, no, sorry. I meant, like, the way that they wrote it, they could have created her as bisexual and it would have worked.
Right. It could have been that Zoe has always been into boys, and now she's just realizing that she's also into girls.
Yes, yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry, yeah, I hope I didn't come off as like, because that's not how that works.
But then the queer baiting aspect is basically that they hinted that Grace also likes Zoe back, like, multiple times.
Yes.
Like, even in that one episode where Grace got, it was Gloria's phone number. And Maya's like, I didn't know you were gay. And Grace is like, you don't know what I am, you know?
Yes. Someone else even said something, right? Because they were like, oh, she doesn't dress for guys or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's what Maya said.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't think how you dress necessarily says what your sexual orientation is.
Oh my gosh, no.
But, like, there were definitely vibes between Grace and Zoe. I actually caught, it was the scene where they were wrestling on the grass.
Yes.
And Grace has a line about, like, I was born this way or something like that. She wasn't talking about being gay, but she was saying something. But I was like, it was clearly purposeful for them to have used the words born this way for Grace, you know?
Oh my God, yeah. Peak Gaga, come on.
Right. And then when Zoe called Grace, like, a lovesick lesbian, like, it kind of got to Grace, right? So basically, there were several hints that Grace was also into Zoe.
Which I totally agree with. Like, yeah. I very much agree with that.
I wouldn't even say hints. It's like they were basically telling us that she was into Zoe, in my opinion. So when we get to next class and it turns out that it was the opposite, that's the queer baiting of it all. That, like, they're building up this couple and basically telling us without fully telling us that, like, they're going to get together just for it not to happen. There is more to talk about it next season, I think, because I have seen arguments about, like, it's fine if Grace was questioning her sexuality but then decided, no, I'm not actually gay. And that is fine. Like, that is also something that occasionally happens, of course. But there's more to talk about it, I think, with respect to season one of Next Class.
So I guess my question also is, like, why do you think they would do that and not just bring in, like, a side character for Zoe, kind of like how they did with Jack?
Right.
Or even Jack. Bring Jack in, unless Jack graduated.
Jack didn't graduate, but they blackholed her, I guess. Not that I care.
This would have been a good opportunity if they wanted to set Jack up with someone new, but
I do not want more Jack on my screen.
Okay, so then why do you think they, like, chose to do this with Grace then?
It's hard to say.
I think that they did it with Grace because they didn't build her up enough for us to, like, know enough about her.
Right. Like, Grace was pretty much a blank slate at this point.
Okay.
So I guess I have two ideas. One is that they wanted to make the point that even if somebody looks stereotypically gay, like Grace apparently does, that doesn't necessarily mean they are gay. They wanted to make that point for some reason.
Even though they didn't even clarify, really.
Not now.
Yeah.
But later on, like, we know Grace is straight.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other part is, I think they just wanted the storyline of, I guess, just the lesbian storyline in general. And they wanted the drama of, oh, this girl is actually straight. Surprise. Which is the queer baiting aspect.
Okay. Yes, yes. Which I feel like ties into some other shows as well. I feel like this is not the first show to do this.
No, and it won't be the last.
No.
But yeah, definitely more to say about it in Next Class. But in this movie alone, I'd say, like, they're telling us Grace isn't Zoe.
I agree. I feel like if we didn't know that she was, like, actually, because even though doesn't she deny it at first at some point?
I think she denies liking Zoe, not that she's gay.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Because I think at the end when she calls her a lovesick lesbian and she, like, doesn't say anything, I'm like, that's an interesting thing to not clarify on.
Yeah. Because I feel like if I were straight and somebody called me gay, I'd be like, what? What are you talking about?
Well, that's the thing too, because, like, she had just clarified that she's not, or at least she doesn't have a crush on her. And the fact that, like, Zoe convinced her to come to this event and then acts like that, like, come on.
Yeah, and also that Grace was so mad that Zoe was pretty much dating Miles in the first place.
Yeah, so it all kind of ties into like, this is weird and sketchy. Like, maybe there is a thing there.
Yeah, I did think when Zoe kissed Grace, Grace did seem a little like stiff, like she wasn't super into the kiss.
Yeah.
But that's really the only thing where I could be like, maybe Grace isn't into Zoe. But everything else was like, Grace and Zoe are in love.
But it also could be like, maybe she's not into Zoe, but she still is gay. Because like, maybe she remembers all the shitty things Zoe did.
True. But yeah, Grace and Zoe, like their dynamic in this movie and moving forward is like so good. Like they work really well together.
I was kind of surprised that Grace was so open to being Zoe's friend, considering how close she is with Maya. And like, I know Maya and Zoe kind of made up, but I still feel like from Grace's point of view, where she's like had to help Maya like clean up after Zoe like shits on her on the internet, like you'd think Grace would be like, I don't really trust Zoe.
Yeah, and especially after Degrassi Nudes blew up as well.
But then with that point of view, because then that's where it switches for me, because Grace helped her with Degrassi Nudes. She obviously didn't think it was wrong.
That's a good point. You're right.
Yeah, it's a weird, I guess if Maya and Zoe like hadn't cleared things up, I would be like, why is Grace being her friend?
Yeah. But I think it's just kind of, again, they're trying to ignore all the terrible things that Zoe did.
Yep. They're just pushing it under the rug by like, hey, guess what? She's gay. Or is she? We don't know yet. We're not going to tell you. We just decided. What's even crazier, though, is like, let's say that they were writing this season and they got to the end and they were like, what if we made Zoe question her sexuality? Wouldn't you want to go back and add a little bit in the season to hint at it?
Yeah, that's true.
That's just what's so weird. I'm like, maybe they wrote it at a different time. Maybe it was like filmed with season 15. Like, I don't even know. But, well, no, it wasn't, because that's Netflix. It just is strange. It was just like a weird, why didn't we hint at it? If anything, Grace had more hints, I guess, than
yes. she absolutely did. But yeah, like, they really bounced off each other really well. Of course, Zoe fucked it up with the whole threesome thing, which was like, oh my god, I'm uncomfortable.
I was dying when Miles was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
He's like, of course. He's like, hell yeah. Like, why wouldn't he?
Oh my god.
And poor Grace, too. She's like, why did I come to this?
Right? Because, like, this is pretty much Grace's first time in the spotlight. Like, of course, this is all from Zoe's perspective. This is the first time that we're really seeing Grace outside of like the kind of enigmatic tech wizard that everybody just uses when they need her.
Yes. And there has not been a moment since Grace has been introduced where I'm like, I don't like her.
Yeah. Grace is so fun.
She's just like she's like a new character. Like she's new in the sense of like, I feel like she's a little bit like Ellie, but less depressing to be around. Like,
yeah. Grace knows how to have fun.
Yes.
And like, of course, we don't know yet about Grace's medical condition. I don't know if the Degrassi writers even knew about Grace's medical condition at this point. But kind of with that in mind, Grace kind of getting so offended by like Zoe messing up their friendship makes a bit of sense. Just because Grace's whole thing in Next Class is like, I don't want to get close to people because I'm going to die and that'll be sad.
Yeah. But then she's close with Maya. So like, what's stopping that?
Well, she's not like besties with Maya, I don't think, at this point. It's like they're friends. They're friends, but like they're just kind of school friends, if that makes sense. I don't see Maya and Grace hanging out outside of school at this point.
Well, she did invite her to get her nails done.
Well, but that would be where I think they solidified their friendship.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I would say at that point, Maya and Grace are like friends rather than just casual friends.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, Maya also has like Zig to deal with. So it's not like she could hang with Grace all the time and her babysitting shit.
She's Zig to deal with.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So with Grace's like outlook on life in mind, like her being so upset at Zoe about kind of ditching her makes sense, just because Grace was vulnerable at times with Zoe in this movie.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
So at least they're consistent with Grace starting here.
But I do think that the fact that they give her an illness is not out of left field for me, because everybody's in, you know, the rubber room for a reason. Like Maya has significant trauma, like Zig and Tiny are in a gang. Like we don't know why Grace is in there. So they really had a lot of flexibility to pick pretty much anything.
Yeah. I have read though that like if you have cystic fibrosis, like you can't hide that. Pretty much.
Oh, I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah, so I can't confirm or deny that. That's just something I read when someone was talking about Grace. But like, if you have CF, like, there's no way you could keep it a secret for as long as Grace did.
Okay, so I mean, like, yeah, I think it's similar boat where the writers didn't even know, like, now. Especially if she's, like, wrestling on the ground and stuff, and it's, like, her bones are the issue.
Cystic fibrosis is your lungs.
Oh, it's your lungs. Sorry, I don't know why I thought it was the bones. Yeah, but even then, she's wrestling on the ground. Like, wouldn't you want to be careful?
Yeah. So, I agree with you that, like, because Grace was a blank slate, they had a lot of freedom to, like, work with her. But they definitely did not plan her illness in advance.
Yeah. No, honestly, they should have just made her the gay character and just been done with it. You know, just, like, don't make it up for Zoe just to, like, have one. Like, if you're going to do it, either make both of them. Grace, I feel like you could have set up, but Zoe, we knew too much about her. It just didn't make sense.
Well, because Grace and Zoe gave me big Paige and Alex vibes, and you know how much I love Paige and Alex.
That is such a great comparison, actually. That's like the exact comparison.
Yeah, literally.
Oh my god. You have to tweet that.
I think most people already recognize this.
Whatever, fine. I think it would blow up.
But yes, definitely more to talk about with them in next class. But for now, like, I really enjoy their relationship. I was super excited to see where it was going to go and was disappointed, of course. But as of now, I like Zoe's development. Of course, hate that they basically are ignoring the terrible thing she did. But
I think that's what her development is, that they're just ignoring everything.
Right.
Anything else? Movie overall, scale 1 to 10. 10 being Degrassi Goes Hollywood. Or what was your favorite out of all of them?
Hollywood.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, I don't know if you're going to say like Manhattan because Fiona, but...
Fiona's awful in Manhattan.
Well, you love your girl. I don't know.
I will not justify anything Fiona did in Degrassi Takes Manhattan.
You say no to incest here.
No thanks.
Okay, but yeah, scale 1 to 10 then.
Probably a 6.
Okay, I respect
like,
it.
Like, I'll give it a passing grade. Like, it was fun, but not as fun as the other movies. And it was just kind of unique. And I feel like it's the least kind of bombastic movie, if that makes sense.
That definitely makes sense. You're right.
Which is kind of surprising given that there were kidnappings going on, you know?
Yeah, you'd think after all the other ones where they go somewhere, they would like go somewhere and do something.
Oh, speaking of going somewhere, I think I'm not positive if this is correct, but you know, the final beach scene in this movie, I read is the same beach scene in the Marco episode where they go to the beach.
Oh my god. I have to watch it.
I don't know if it's true or not, but it's what I've seen before.
What do you mean it's like the same scene?
Or it's the same beach.
Oh, same beach. I was like, wait, what did they do? Okay. It probably is. I don't see why it wouldn't if they're filming in the same spot.
I'm sure there's multiple beaches they could go to, probably.
Well, I'm gonna look. I feel like in Canada, you think there are?
Oh yeah, what body of water are they going to that it's the beach in Toronto?
Probably like a lake.
Yeah, a lake.
Yeah. I don't know my Canadian geography.
No. But yeah, otherwise, it was a fun movie, not as fun as the others. I guess it was like, at least with Zoe, it was a good lead into Next Class. Like Maya and Frankie's plots were like, eh, in terms of like developing them.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, we learned that Frankie gives away money really easily and Maya wants to still be in the music scene. That's about it. I did it. I summarized the whole movie right now.
Well, even though this was the season finale of season 14, we're not done yet.
No way. We still have one whole episode.
And it's going to be a doozy.
I'm pretty excited about it. I might have to rewatch again just to like get ready for it.
Yes. So we are going to close out season 14 with all of the graduating seniors. Claire, Drew, Dallas, Allie, Imogen, Becky, Eli too, even though he's already graduated. I guess Connor and Jenna, even though they don't do anything.
They have three lines, I think, the whole season.
Probably. So we will see you next time for that. Thank you for listening.
And we'll see you soon.